Creamery Cross project, we need to critically consider the current speed limit, 80 kilometres per hour, which is still significantly dangerous, particularly for households that merge onto that road. The current expansion project and cycle lane will increase that speed and, in my opinion, likely lead to fatal road accidents, which can very much be prevented. A bit of common sense goes a long way here. Well, what this listener is talking about is the objections among some locals in the area to the safety project. It's the N70 Creamery Cross Road project that proposes a widening and realignment of around about 0.7 kilometre of the road through Ahermung and Laharne South. It's a high collision location. It's around about 4 kilometres south of Carrasaveen. There's a number of different businesses, including a petrol station and Kerry Agri store on the road, as well as a number of homeowners who would be affected by this. The road, as improved, realigned and widened, would be 7 metres wide and have a segregated cycle and pedestrian pathway. And the project also proposes to upgrade the Creamery Cross Junction and the R565 approach towards Port Magee. There'd be drainage works done there and traffic calming measures would be installed. But a number of locals are not happy. A meeting has been held. There's a public consultation process underway right now for submissions from the public into the plans of the road, which are available on the Kerry County Council website. That runs up until the 5th of September, so a chance to have your say. But one of those objecting is Tomás Maher, who's a taxi driver in the area who lives on the road and fears that the realignment and the widening of the road would make it actually higher speed, not less speed, and less safe, not more safe. He's saying what should be done is that the speed limit in the area should immediately be reduced. I spoke to him and asked him for his views.
Yeah, well, basically speaking, you're talking about it's on the N70 and it's at the junction that turns off for Port Magee. And basically there would be, there's the shop there, Sheehan's shop, and then there's the Kerry Agricultural premises on the other side of the road, on the Carrasaveen side. Now, basically, the traffic is allowed to travel at 80 kilometres an hour, and both sides of the junction have signs up for 80 kilometres an hour. Now, and the last time, there is 5 different intersections onto the N70 from onto the N70, and basically speaking, then is that you're talking about traffic. We say going into the agricultural premises, which normally would be tractors and trailers, and also it would involve as well delivery of fertilizer, which are big trucks. The same with, we say, the petrol station, delivery of petrol. And basically speaking is that the traffic is going very fast at present, but if they widen the section of the road, it will encourage people to drive faster. And that is the,
your main concern in relation to what's being proposed here by the council is a Part 8, and it's essentially, it's called the Creamery Cross Road Safety Project, the N70. It's a widening and realignment of 0.7 of a kilometre of the existing N70 road to a Type 3 single carriageway. That'll be a 7 metre paved width with segregated cycle lane and pedestrian facility on one side, which itself would be 2 metres wide. An upgrade of the existing junction and the R565 approach alignment. The widening of the existing structure spanning over the Ormond River. Drainage works, including instruction of what they're calling positive drainage and the culverting resisting streams intersecting the proposed improved roadway. All necessary signage, road markings and traffic calming measures. Minor ancillary and accommodation works associated with the proposal. So that's what they're proposing in terms of changing. And they have maps available online in relation to this, and it kind of outlines and shows exactly what you're talking about in terms of the either side of the cross and the road intersecting the cross, the R565 or 565, and that, how that would work from the point of view of the widening of the project and the introduction of that cycle lane. What are the concerns that ye have about the changes? Because you would have thought, look, this is going to make the road safer, so what's the problem?
The problem is that the traffic will still be driving, first and foremost, at 80 kilometres an hour through the junction. And that the as far as we're aware, there is no proposal concerning lowering the speed of the traffic. That's the first. That's we'll say from a safety point of view. And the second thing then would be, let's say the for each individual will all have we say different individual we'll say problems concerning coming out onto the main road. If the traffic is going to be going faster, it's going to be harder to get onto the main road. Then you have concerning we say the land on each side of the road. That's up to about 4 or 5 years ago. Was shrubland and marshland, and over the last couple of years, there's hedging. We say all along the road on the left hand side as you go into Castlevine, that's all going to be taken away, and the field on the left hand side, which was shrubland and marshland up to about 3 years ago and was reclaimed, is all of a sudden it's going to be left with I'm assuming a steel barrier, and the farmer is going to lose his a certain amount of land. I think about two hectares of land.
Yeah.
And basically, and he's going to lose all his hedging, and that's going to open up. We'll say, and it's going to expose. We'll say my house. We'll say which is at the very start of the. Of
the proposed works, the widening.
In fact, the cycle path starts exactly at the end of my house. We say so. All of a sudden, it opens up into, and it's going to expose me and the house. We say initially because there is the hedging there, and you're talking about noise pollution and noise from cars, and hedging does give a certain amount of protection to that.
And privacy as well from that point of view.
Yes.
But let me ask you this. Yeah, let me ask you this, Tomás. From that point of view, it says there's going to be traffic calming measures. I know you mentioned about the speed limit and it says nothing about lowering the speed limit from 80 to 60, but it says there will be traffic calming measures. The road will be wider. They'll take pedestrians and cyclists off that section of the road, and that traffic calming measures will be introduced. So would that not suggest that there will be a safer element to this? You're saying, no, it's going to widen the road so cars will go faster.
That's basically it. I mean, to be honest about it, there's no word at all about lowering the speed of traffic. If the issue is safety.
Yeah.
And safety on the road. Well, the first thing, you should lower the speed at a junction, it's a junction where there's a lot of activity.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about, and it's on each, see, the problem is as well, it's on each side of the junction and on each side of the road. So, like, it's very hard for any, no matter what type traffic calming proposed or put forward. The most important one is to lower down the speed.
Yeah. And you're saying that needs to be done as part of this. But what the council in the particulars that they've put out, they've said the road at this location forms part of the major tourist routes in the Ring of Kerry and the Wild Atlantic Way. It's been previously flagged as a high collision location, and the primary focus of the project is to improve safety at the junction. It will improve alignment and visibility on the approaches and would also address recurrent drainage issues as well, and then traffic calming with that. So you're saying, look, that might be the idea, but your fear is that's not what will happen in practice. Is that it?
That's exactly the simple facts are is that traffic goes too fast on this road, and if they realign the road, the simple facts are is that the traffic will go faster. I mean, you only have to look at on the road up towards Port Magee at Annagar Bridge. They had to realign there, and they have those two. There was two junctions at right beside each other, and a bridge as well.
Yeah,
the bridge got damaged. They had to fix the bridge. They realigned it, but the big thing is that they put two signs, flashing signs, slow down, Gomal, on each side, and we say, and it's amazing. They the reaction that has made people slow down.
The impact that's had, you're saying, yes. that should be done first before anything else is done.
No, exactly. If they put a gamal and a slow down and a flashing red, and by the way, it's cheaper to do as well. You know, it's not on both sides of at this junction, and just that if they did that immediately, they would slow the traffic down.
Yeah. Okay.
So, and they could have a rethink on the whatever wishes they would have, but to do what they're doing without that type of we say traffic, we say trying to slow down the traffic. I just think
yeah.
They may have to go back to it a second time.
Okay, well, where things stand at the moment is that it's public consultation. It's out to public consultation until the 5th of September. So
yeah.
Obviously you're making submissions and others in the area making submissions as well in relation to this. And that'll be factored into the decision that'll then be made by the councillors. I know you're talking to a number of councillors about it as well. And you would be hoping for them to reconsider at this stage before it goes ahead. What would you say to most of the people saying, look, is this just a number of landowners in the area unhappy that a little bit of their privacy will be taken away and a little bit of their land might be taken away in terms of hedging, and that's what's behind this? You're saying that's not the case.
No, it's all about the speed of the road. And that definitely is not the case. It's more got to do with the speed that the traffic goes along that road. And if they widen the road, it's going to encourage people to go faster. And even, yeah. by the way, even allowing for the cycle path, and cyclists are entitled as well to be on the road.
Yeah.
The problem will be that the cars will be going faster.
Yeah, there you go. That is Tomás Maher there with his views on the safety project, his concerns about it. As I said, it's open to public consultation. Go to Kerry County Council's website. You'll find it there, the N70 Creamery Cross Safety Project. They've outlined the reasons why they're making the changes they're making. They're saying it will make the road safer, but concerns amongst locals. If you have a view on that and a vote coming up at the Cammeray Municipal District Meeting in a number of weeks based on that as well,